radio signal itself interests me because it's a basic sound wave and the frequency itself is using to create everything. It is really purely only sound. Radio itself is one of the kind of sound art form. I named a cross because it's really a little movement of radio creates a drastic change in feedback. So when I'm crossing just from one edge to another, the little monitor of laptop, it has dynamic, very slow traveling across the laptop surface. I think for the kids, this kind of experimentation, it's really known, very prevailing idea, but I thought it's a good idea, like all together going across the space and then going across the little space of laptop. It's really simple. I wanted to have an interaction with a portable transistor radio. Somehow it has to be not digital, just a manual old model. Just against speaker, and then it's also reflecting the monitor light color, depending on the color on the monitor, whatever the picture on, it just reflects the light level, and then it changes slightly the feedback level. I can't really explain the scientific side of it. I have been fooling around it. When I was asked to create radio piece of 2 minutes for Kronika label in Portugal, it's a Portugal-based record label for which I created a full-length CD called Two Novels last year. And so when they had the idea of creating radio specific compilation album, I wanted to do something completely different. So now Kunst Radio piece, when I was asked, I wanted to expand from the 2 minutes little piece to be really exploring with this feedback thing. It's being broadcasted with a 5.1 multi-channel sound, and there's certain things like that in New York too. My question is always that how many people actually have the multi-channel setup at home, and especially those people who's interested in experimental music sort of thing, and do they have home theater system? Is it really prevailing? I'm not sure, but maybe it's really catching up and people start having home theater system. Almost any family, and then, you know, maybe it's gonna make sense. I'm not sure, really, because, you know, multi-channel system for me, most of the people having it at home because they want to see the DVD or cable TV, and I don't have either of them, so. Lima is a touchpad controller, multi-sensitive, with using OSC data. So it's connecting with the Ethernet cable, either directly to the computer or to a network Ethernet hub. And you can configure anything you want to control from this device. And the device itself has a touch screen, and it comes with the software where you can create the object, whatever you want, like fader or just like a surface where little balls are bouncing around, and also multi-sliders, any way you want to lay out. And so it's very, very flexible controller, and I'm very excited to be able to test as a beta tester. The device was given to this event Share, for which I'm very much involved in the past almost four years, because there are so many programmers and artists of different types gathering all together every Sunday. So I was kind of lucky to be able to use for this piece, because I cannot touch my laptop while I'm recording it. Because any kind of touch on the keypad or track pad gonna create extra sound. So I wasn't touching at all this computer. It was simply creating the feedback, and I was controlling any kind of thing I needed because I was also doing spatialization from Lima. So without touching computer itself, and Lima can do it. So that was really handy for this case. Sharing everything is all about share. It's the event which doesn't really present the content itself. Content is coming in. We are like throwing the formula of those infrastructure. So we set up the audio cables and snakes and hardware recording system. And also visual wise, we just provide basic visual performance setup, and we depending on because we lost the main space we used to be located now, so we are moving around every week, but we are doing anyway regardless of what every week, and so that's offering many people, unspecified number of people who wants to come and meet once a week, and then either joining and performing, or they just sit back and then check it out, or just asking questions, what you're using and what you're doing. And so it's a community as well as event, but we really don't curate any content. And we, almost always, we accept everybody. Only one rule is that, like, you have to bring in everything you need to play with, and because we don't cater any kind of, you know, equipment. We do provide, you know, the where they can plug in, but we do not provide any installment itself. Some of us are really political, and it's really open. It's not really easy to say. I would say it's always really dangerous to say one thing to another, like in a black and white, and then this is this and this is that, because it's a whole mixture of ideas. I don't know exactly, you know, that if there's anybody who is actually right wing hanging out, that she, I don't quite notice it, but if they choose to be hanging out over there, we can't really kick them out. It's not like that. It's really, we are just open pod, and then where they can, you know, come in.